Bobbin, everybody. Ho! We're back for Monday night, Tuesday morning, with a pretty light turnout tonight. Mark is unavailable, but Joey's here from St. Clair Shores. Jay's here from Plymouth. I'm Drew from Ferndale, and this is the Drew and Mike Podcast. And what's going on? Well, seems there's nothing going on, but there's everything going on. This election will finally be over tomorrow. I guess what we'll do is we'll watch the exit polls and decide, maybe we can decide when to get together on the fly. Because it might be early, I don't know.
Sure.
Sometimes it's 9 o'clock and it's done. I mean, I'd love to time it perfectly so we kind of catch the actual wave of determining who wins. But it's hard to do. Maybe we start on 9:30 or something. I mean, that thing can go to midnight.
I was going to say.
Bush and Gore was, that went till December.
Yeah, so we'll be here for hours probably.
I think, I have a feeling, I don't know, I think it's going to be determined by, I'm going to say 10:30, 11. So, you know, if we did an hour before that, and it happened in part two, that'd be perfect. But I don't know. You know, we talked about the hidden Trump vote, the possibility that people are ashamed they're voting for Donald Trump and they won't tell pollsters that. I don't know, though.
I'm going to guess it's going to go midnight or later, would be my guess.
Joey, you think it's going to be tight?
No, I think Hillary's going to run away with it. I just can't see Trump being president. Not that I want her to win or want him to win or get into it like that. I just think.
Oh, I hate you, Joey. You suck.
I know. You always have to preface it with that.
I know. Who wants to get in the middle of that shit unless you have to?
Not me.
God, it is ugly, too. People are getting just horrible, man. Just horrible. Some guy.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, what were you going to say?
That place. I sent you that text message. That place right down the street from you. That
with the with the Trump sign.
Yeah, the feces.
Yeah.
That was thrown at their establishment.
Is their sign still up?
I don't think so. I haven't driven down there recently, but I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, they got a big Trump Pence sign, and people are throwing feces at it. And then a former city councilman complained to the cops that it was too big for the ordinance. Cops came out and measured it.
What?
And now, somehow she kept it up. I don't know if she cut part of the sign off. What happened? But, I mean, that's just the beginning of it.
You've got another neighbor a couple doors down the other way. They've got their, they're voting for Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got the Hillary Cain sign up in the upstairs in the loft area behind a closed door so somebody can't.
Oh.
Steal or vandalize her sign.
Clever.
Yeah, so it's like upstairs. And she has a spotlight on it, too. I noticed at night.
Yeah, I saw somebody, you know, they made a big deal last night on the news. I'm trying to remember what station it was on. It might have been Channel 4. They made a big to-do out of somebody that ripped someone's Clinton sign, and they also ripped off their, they have a rainbow coalition flag. It's a gay couple. Mm-hmm. And because there's a lot of Clinton signs in the neighborhood, and they went after their Clinton sign and their rainbow flag, they were calling it a hate crime.
Just because of it, yeah.
Because of the, and I'm going, you know, come on, you know, punish the people. If they catch, and they had them on camera too. They had a really good shot of the people. And I hope they catch them because, you know, anybody does this is an asshole. They were adults too. They were not teenagers or something like that. These guys looked like they were in their 30s or something. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think anytime somebody, usually hate crimes come up in pretty serious cases, assault and battery, stuff like that. You know somebody's gay, beat the shit out of them. Sometimes, you know, murder. But, you know, don't you hate someone if you kill them? If they're straight, if a straight guy kills a straight guy, if a black guy kills a black guy, he hates him, obviously.
Right.
Every crime like that's a hate crime, if you ask me. And if you commit that serious a crime, you're going down anyway.
Sure.
So, but because these were the only people that had a rainbow sign or a rainbow flag, they want to nail them with a hate crime.
Have you done? Have you got any yard sign stories of your own? I've got one.
Oh God, no! I would never put one up. But what happened?
Well, I'm going to get a ooh, so go ahead and get it ready. But I grew up a couple blocks away from where Charlie's living right now.
Ooh, ooh.
And right across, more or less right across the street from where Charlie's house is where Blanchard used to live, Governor Blanchard.
Okay.
And his kid, also named Jay, Jay Blanchard, went to the same junior high school I went to at the time. So, and, you know, he'd always go into halls bragging about his dad's running for governor. My dad's going to be the next governor.
Big whoop.
Kind of crap. So we went all through Pleasant Ridge trying to find a...
He's kind of nerd, or was he well-liked?
He was kind of a nerd. He's really short, mouthy, you know, kind of thing. But he was running against Dick Headley, if you remember. He was running against. So we went all through town trying to find a vote for Dick Headley sign to stick in Blanchard's yard.
Sure.
And there was nothing in Pleasant Ridge. We finally found one in Ferndale, like in the deepest corner of Ferndale. We finally found a sign. We snatched it and put it in his yard. His dad came home and was none too happy.
Dick Headley. I mean, how much crap did Dick Headley get as a kid?
Dick Headley.
You know, they added the L-E-Y to his name was Dick Head. Oh man. Yeah. It's, this is a shitty election as I can think of. And if I hear that commercial one more time, I don't know what I said. I don't remember. Oh my God. That thing runs all the time. And the kid that comes on, I don't want a president that makes fun of me. I'm not making fun of the kid, but I just don't think I'd want to be on a commercial that runs every 5 minutes.
I know.
Every day. It's that one and the one where they've got all the, you know, grab her by the pussy and all that stuff. They have the Trump's greatest hits commercial. But the, I don't know what I said, I don't remember. That one runs constantly. Oh my God, she has spent so much more money than Trump.
For sure. Absolutely.
Which, you know, as it turns out, really, it's him. And not to say that it's rigged, but she has the ground game. She has the money. And in the end, that'll probably be the difference.
How many kids do you think are actually affected by that, though? Like, she's trying to
portray. Oh, none. That's none. I know that thing. Our children are watching. Oh, shut up.
Our children are watching their iPads and their social media status. They're not watching that.
Yeah, I would think they would turn the channel so fast if they saw stories coming about what Donald Trump said on Access Hollywood or whatever. Not going to give a flying fuck. This will be the third election in a row, by the way, in which white people are really not a factor. The two Obama elections. In fact, Mitt Romney defeated Obama pretty handily with Caucasians. However, the black vote and Latino vote is so overwhelmingly Democratic, they really are electing the president. And, you know, it's fair and square. If all the white people voted for the same person, it'd be the same difference. But essentially what we're doing, we're canceling each other out. And minorities are picking the president. So.
And he was black.
Are they getting their money's worth, though? You know, if considering 94% of blacks are voting for Hillary, 94% voted for Obama, are they getting their money's worth? Maybe they are. I don't know. They seem to think so. They're happy. Oh, there's another real bullshit story I saw. This actually really, really pissed me off. There's a caterer in Detroit, black guy, and he catered Trump's kid. I think it was Don Trump Jr. was in town speaking. And his this black dude catered this Trump event. And he's being boycotted for catering the Trump event, which I think is incredibly stupid. What, you don't want him to take Trump's money? First of all, it's not a bad story all around. Here you have Trump, who's considered a racist. Everyone calls him a racist, a xenophobe, all these horrible names. And yet, what do you know? He selects a black caterer. Didn't sound like he did it for any publicity. No one would have ever known the difference. It all goes well. Everything's fine. This guy makes some money, this black entrepreneur. What's wrong with that? Oh, you dared to do business with Donald Trump? How horrible are you? So he's boycotted. Literally, they were talking about guys coming into work and having nothing to do. They got no business.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't that horseshit?
That's ridiculous.
And all it says in the story, all he was going. He was captured in a photo that he was just going back in to get his pots and pans. He wasn't even trying to be in the photo.
Wait, which guy?
The chef.
Oh, really? No kidding.
Yeah, it's on Channel 7 story. But.
So he really got boned.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was on Channel 7?
Yeah, it was on Channel 7, yeah. American Bistro on Livernois is what.
If he gave him the food for free, you know, maybe that'd be one thing.
Right.
But he got paid. And, you know, really all around when you look at it, it's, to me, if the Trump people said, who is a Trump-friendly caterer, I would find that annoying. I mean, they just went and found somebody who could make the food, got him, black guy. He voted for Hillary Clinton, in fact. Isn't that more important than the fact that he made some money off of the Trump family? Who gives a fuck?
So you got to do a complete background check on all of your customers now to make sure you don't have any type of illicit connection to who you're catering to for your business.
Well, you know, exactly. Isn't that, I mean, what is wrong with people? Aren't people going out of their minds right now?
I would think so.
I mean, I hear a lot about families who, you know, can't even talk about it at the dinner table, or, you know, people who are unfriending people because they're voting for somebody they don't like. It's, you know, it's a personal thing. Now, if somebody wants to, you know, bully somebody about who they're voting for, that's crap. I mean, if it's that intense, why don't people just shut up about it? Just do it. Just vote quietly and be done with it. This has got to be the most miserable election. Actually, for people like us, it's been great. There's a ton to talk about.
Right.
But mostly, generally, I think people are pretty miserable at this thing. And in the end, I don't think anybody's very happy about who's being elected either way. Michigan, I think it's really kind of miserable to be the epicenter of all things election 2016. Michigan is the state. They both think they can win. She leads by, I guess, 5 or 6 points, allegedly, as of today.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like it's pretty tight. Republicans have not won here since 1988, so it would be a huge upset for Trump to win. And it would be a big part of, if Trump is to win and there is a path, he's got to win every kind of throw-up state. Every state where it's close, he's got to win. Virtually, he's got to win Florida. He's got to win Michigan, and there's a number of other places where it's close. He'd need to win virtually every one of them. I don't see how that can happen. But
see, Cuban was in town the other day speaking for.
Yeah, Cuban. You know who isn't speaking for Hillary Clinton? She got Bruce Springsteen, Bon Jovi, Jay-Z, Beyonce,
Mark Cuban.
See, Jay-Z was throwing out the N-words before. I guess he played a couple songs before Hillary came out. And one of them had about 9 N-words in it. Oh, brother. Today, there's a story about the Inquirer paying off Karen McDougal. Do you guys remember Karen McDougal, perchance? 1998 Playmate of the Year?
Yes. Yep, I do.
She is a flippin' knockout. She was in our studio.
Really?
I know Mike Clark would remember. Mark would probably remember, too. She is so hot. And allegedly, she was banging Trump in 2006 for about 10 months. And the Inquirer, this is the weirdest part of the story. The Inquirer paid her $150,000 to shut up, basically to say nothing. The Inquirer is a big Trump fan. Now, why the Inquirer?
She banged Donald Trump?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
I know! Can you believe that? Look at all the chicks that he's been associated with, either for some consensual sex or non-consensual sex. All these girls are absolutely gorgeous, but this chick was banging Trump for 10 months? Are you kidding me?
Better than Clinton's taste in women, that's for sure.
Oh my God, there's no choice.
Talking about Bill.
No comparison. Yeah, Bill Clinton's got some real losers in there. Paula Jones cost him $850,000.
That's nothing. Drop in the bucket now. Back then, that was probably.
Cool. Oh yeah, no, that was a problem at the time.
That's one speech for him.
What was Karen doing in the studio? Just she pushing a book or something, or?
Oh, she just been named Playmate of the Year, so she was doing the tour. God, look at that! Oh my God, she's just so, her face is so beautiful. I mean, she is just striking.
How old is she?
She is. Let's see. In 2006, when Trump was using the merchandise, she would have probably been about 30, if that. Yeah. She's 45?
45 now.
Oh, wow. So she would have been 30, 35 plus 10, she's 45. She'd been 35. That's pretty primo age of you. I mean, been around the block a little bit. Still, huh?
You got to get your Trump impersonation down. Strange piece of ass for, with a Trump impersonation.
Strange piece of ass.
Strange piece of ass.
Strange piece. I have headaches. If I don't get a strange piece of ass, I have headaches. Damn it. What a pain in the ass it would be if until you had a strange piece of ass, you had a headache all the time. God, that'd be such a job. If you weren't John Kennedy, who could literally just tap someone on the shoulder and get laid. God, he was a stud. What else? I know there's some more Trump news.
Would you see, too, you're talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce there singing, and Trump was like, is that singing or was that talking? He was ripping into their hip-hop-ish.
Oh, not good.
Trump didn't get it?
Yep.
Oh, no.
I love his thumbs up, his generic thumbs up. I love that. That after the election, just keep doing that.
You know, I could have liked Trump a lot, actually. When he first started, I thought, you know, this is great. A guy who just pops off, just says what he thinks, doesn't give a fuck. And as time went on, I just found there were more and more bad characteristics. And I'm sure a lot of people who even are voting for Trump are disappointed in some of the stuff that went down, because I just felt like it was a great opportunity for an outsider. He hasn't lost yet. He might win. But I just thought he could have run a much better campaign if he would have listened. I don't think he listens to people.
Do you think he would try again? Like, if he loses this one but it's close, do you think he would try another presidential run in future?
I don't. You know, he'd be 74.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
That's true.
I mean, I can't imagine. Maybe he would. I would never call him out. He's an amazing guy. I mean, I think anybody... You know, when you watch this thing go on for 3-4 months, especially the last couple months, I mean, the stamina and the endurance it takes to push. I mean, it really is impressive to even make it to the finish line. I mean, Hillary Clinton even kind of blows me away. She is just, does anybody want anything more than that bitch wants to be president? Honest to God. I mean, I almost want to give it to her. All right, have it. Jesus.
That is true.
She is just steel, man. And all the bullshit with her husband banging all these chicks. She doesn't give a shit.
No.
I mean, he could have nailed 20 chicks last night. She'd be over it in 5 minutes. I mean, just literally, she's given a video of Clinton in this giant orgy.
I'll bail.
She'd turn it off. All right, where are we going today?
Why are you banging more women?
Yeah, I don't even know if she'd yell at him at this point. What's the point? I mean, I don't think they spent any time together. And that's really a big non-story, the fact that these two people who are anything but married. I mean, really, what a joke. He really hasn't campaigned that much. I mean, considering he was president for 8 years, wouldn't you think he'd be a big part of this campaign?
Well, no, they let him out. He plays with balloons and has a ball, so maybe that was...
Yeah, he's not the same guy. He's not quite the same guy, but I think he still gives a pretty good speech.
Sure.
I don't, you know, I feel like something's wrong with him. Like, there's... Like, he's ill in a way we don't know what it is, but something, he just seems like he's aged really fast. Unlike
he's
her.
He's really skinny. He looks like he shouldn't be a skinny guy.
Yeah, 20 pounds would do him a lot of good. Definitely.
Are you going to miss anything about this year's election? I mean, I feel like I'm going to start missing things pretty soon because I can't believe it's almost over. I'm going to miss Trump popping off every 5 minutes. I'm going to miss Mark's impression of Hillary.
Yeah, Trump is a really unique cat, and I know there's been a lot of shit unearthed about him, but he's really funny. He is. I just, you know, I really kind of eventually came to the conclusion that I just don't know if this guy, I just don't know if he's the president type. I don't, you know, honestly, I don't even think it matters who's president. I don't think it makes that much difference.
But he's so extreme.
I don't think so.
They're both so flawed. I mean, by the time you get to Election Day, both candidates have taken so much shit from each other and from the media. Trump certainly more than Hillary. I think she's really evaded a lot. Oh, this FBI thing. And how do you look through 600,000 emails in 9 days? I want to know. I'd like to see the FBI report on how they did that.
I mean, I know maybe there are a couple words here and there, but you would think they're... It would take a lot longer than that, that's for sure.
Well, think about this. Donald Trump has been saying, as soon as my audit's done, I will release my tax return. They have not finished his audit in, how long has that been going on? 2 months? He's been saying that? They couldn't finish his fucking audit?
At least 2 months, yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you think, I would think that Obama would nudge somebody and say, get his fucking audit done. I mean, how easy is that? It's not that hard. I've been audited, I know.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, to be honest, it took a long time. It was a real pain in the ass. I've been audited multiple times. It's a horrible pain in the ass. But, you know, on their end, it doesn't take that fucking long. It can't take that long. And, you know, for somebody who's running for president to say, hey, until my audit's done, I'm not releasing anything. The president's a Democrat, he's a Republican, and they don't talk somebody into finishing the fucking thing? That literally shocks me.
But look at any federal investigation takes.
No, I know. Exactly.
Time, anything. So for them to say, oh, yeah, we raced through her email and nothing's there that quickly.
Nothing gets done in 9 days. Nothing. It's the government. And we know how many emails there were. There's a ton, a shit ton. How did they do that? How many people would you hire? Let's see. How many people would you need? You need one person for, well, in a day to go through. How many emails do you think one person could reasonably go? I mean, really read the email.
Well, it depends, too, because, you know, some email is just a interaction between one, two people. There's two, you know, iterations. That's it. Some are like big, long email threads.
Sure. You know, as the Secretary of State, though, has got to get some pretty intense email, yeah. I would assume.
Yeah, very much so. So, yeah, I would think, and again, given the magnitude of that investigation, you think they'd probably get through, one person could probably get through a few hundred, maybe 1,000 a day.
I would think it'd be like 300-400.
Yeah,
because I would think you'd get stopped along the way. I don't know what this means. You got to call somebody.
Yep.
Right. You have to have the right people with their eyes on that. You can't just have me going through a couple emails looking for keywords or anything.
And if you're doing an investigation, even if it's a big, long email thread and you said, I've already read 3/4 of this already, you still have to go through every single one of them in case there is a jump in the thread.
Absolutely.
That kind of stuff if you're doing a proper investigation.
But it makes me wonder, did they really go through that many email? Okay, if it's 9 days, if you figure one person, being conservative, say one person can go through. I mean, nobody working for the government works hard. I'm going to say 300-400 a day. That's 3,500 in 9 days. So you'd need 3,500. You need maybe 200 people to go through that many. And they got to report to somebody when they find something. Because, I mean, apparently all those emails are fine. I just think there's just no way nobody moves at that speed. Nobody. But whatever. I wonder how much that hurt her. It seemed like it did hurt her for a few days. And then the last couple days, she's been maybe expanded her lead a little bit. I mean, he did get very close. It was within a point or so. And now it seems like it's more like 3 or 4 points, if it's, or 2.5 points, actually, the average this morning when I woke up.
And now everybody's calling for FBI Director Comey to step down already.
I know. Unbelievable. Oh, brother. Boy, the battling over that stuff. And there was more stuff from WikiLeaks today, too. They had about 8,000 emails. Did you read any of that? Did you see any of that story?
A little bit of it.
Yeah. I know you gave me the Daily Mail version, which is Daily Mail is so good. Boy, they cover everything. The brunt of their story was about what a cunt Chelsea Clinton is, basically. Yeah. What an absolute cunt. She was driving these fucking people crazy with her bullshit. Apparently, Chelsea Clinton just had nothing to do. You know, she's, well, when she started out, I guess about 23, 24 years old. Has no focus in life, as they point out in these emails. And I want to help with the Clinton Foundation. So, okay, Chelsea, you're hired. And she starts trying to find things that are askew so she can run to her daddy and say, Dad, I discovered this. Like, this doesn't seem right to me. And the people who were really on top of things in the Clinton Foundation just felt that she didn't know what the hell she was talking about. And she was just trying to be a hero. And it was really just, she was just a spoiled brat. In fact, the word spoiled brat was used many times, including by John Podesta. This is really funny. Imagine those people putting up with that. I mean, how ridiculous. People at that level, I mean, really professional people having to put up with the Clinton brat being suddenly dropped on them. Geez, is this a story?
Did you see the latest news?
On?
About her wedding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that the Clinton Foundation dropped maybe a couple million bucks on Chelsea's wedding.
Living expenses and taxes on gifts of cash from her parents, according to a bombshell email made public by WikiLeaks.
What is with the Clintons? They won't pay for anything? How fucking cheap are they?
That's how they get paid. That's their meal ticket right there.
But you can't get paid that way. That's why people can't stand these people. Because, you know, not only, you know, when you think about it, you know, people who are in public service, quote unquote. I don't mind if people in public service make a little bit of money. I think the president should be paid well. He was president for 8 years. They pay, what, $450,000, I think, is the president's salary now, which is, you know, terribly low. This guy, though, is the first president to literally whore the job out to the level he has. I mean, literally making hundreds of millions of dollars giving speeches, and her too. And, you know, and then hiding the transcripts of the speeches so no one can know what she's saying to all these people for all this money. That's not right. But anyway, let's see. Is it, what's the guy's name? Oh, Doug Band, former top aide to Bill Clinton. This is the guy who really just went nuts having to deal with Chelsea Clinton. one thing she did was she decided she was going to investigate the Clinton Foundation. Chelsea Clinton. And she thinks something's wrong. She tells Daddy, Dad, something's wrong. And then she goes and tells one of George Bush's daughters, I'm investigating the Clinton Foundation. I think something's wrong. And so what does the Bush daughter do? She tells some operative in the Republican Party, oh, there's an investigation going on the Clinton Foundation. Something's fucked up over there. Chelsea told me. So, of course, these people are just livid.
Who is your daddy?
And what does he do?
So, yes. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Emails show Doug Band complaining about Chelsea going to daddy in order to get her away and alleged resources from the Clinton Foundation going to her wedding and other things. Other emails show Band calling Chelsea a spoiled brat, suggesting she wasn't concerned about leaving a senior Clinton Foundation executive close to suicide. That's a long story, or I'd tell it. But, you know, what's wrong with these people? They literally made seven figures, I think, most recent years, the Clintons were making over $10 million a year. They can't pony up $3 million for her stupid wedding. They have to take Clinton Foundation money. They have to break the law to pay for her wedding. Why would they do that anyway? They're so loaded. You know, she was accused of stealing furniture from the State Department. What is that? They stole money from the. They stole furniture from the White House. They had to write a check for $86,000.
What?
Yep. They even had a registry online so their friends could buy them furniture for their Chappaqua or whatever that house is. Who does that? Why are they so cheap? My God, are they fucking cheap? You got the money. I mean, they have so much more money than they ever dreamed of. But again, you know, it goes back to public service. Who uses public service to make this kind of money and to use it this way? And the Clinton Foundation, again, you know, this is what drives people crazy about Hillary Clinton. This is what people can't stand. This is why people don't trust her. They raise $150 million for this library, this foundation. They spend about 14 of it building the joint. And then what's going on with the rest of the money? And meanwhile, all these people, oh, do you think they expect something? Yeah. So it turns out half of the contacts Hillary Clinton had as Secretary of State, half the people she talked to in the course of her day were people who gave money. Huh. Half. I mean, that's... Yeah, I'll be glad when this stupid thing is over.
Kind of reminds you of Kwame.
Yeah, it's the same kind of thing. It is. It's absolutely the same kind of thing, except it's much cleaner. They're much smarter.
She's untouchable. She's white.
Yeah, she's... she's pretty untouchable. She's proven to be pretty untouchable. Kwame was so blatant, though. I mean, getting checks from the Kilpatrick Fund to go on a little dilly-dally with Christine Beatty out to Denver or out to Vegas, you know, and then getting 19 massages a day. And what an idiot.
The whole thing in D.C.
Yeah, I was going to say the D.C. says they can't handle his entourage and security for all that nonsense.
Yeah, he takes seven security guys with him to Washington, D.C., where no one even knows who he is.
You're all charging overtime out the ass.
Yes. Yep,
exactly. Oh, yeah, those overtime figures were just ridiculous. No, hey, what an idiot. That reminds me, Elric had another story about... you know, he's been doing all these stories about people who lie about where they live.
Right.
Which are really funny. I mean, you know, when somebody can't tell you where they live, something is really wrong. Or when where they live, they have no stuff there. They're never there. The neighbors don't even know who they are. Today it was a guy running for the school board. He's running, his wife is running, and I think his sister is running. And they all have the same address. His wife, him, and his sister? Really? So ML goes there, and the guy's there. His name is Lemon, I think. And so there were a lot of lemon jokes, lemons, lemonade, you know, that kind of stuff. So ML's like, "What? You know, you and your wife, fine. What's the deal with the sister?" "Oh, well, you know, she's homeless, and when she's not homeless, she stays here." "Okay, so she sort of lives here?" "Yeah."
At that point, wouldn't you just be like, "All right, I'm busted." You know,
We just said she's homeless. If she's homeless, she doesn't have a home. Then why is she saying your home is her home?
God.
And, yeah, this is for the school board. And this guy had an interesting sort of a job past. But anyway.
Well, because they had that. When I worked at the county, they had a statute where, and it's still the same at the city, where, you know, for a business to go in and open up a business down there, X percentage of the employee base has to be from Detroit. So same thing when I worked down in Wayne County government, they said you have to live in the county and whatnot. And they finally got rid of that because a lot of the positions that they wanted filled, they didn't have enough skill set in Wayne County.
Well, no, isn't that just stupid?
Qualified for it. So they couldn't fill the positions when they kept pushing that mandate so hard. So they finally lifted that to an extent.
I've never lived anywhere, honestly, I've never lived anywhere where there were so many stipulations on things like that, like you have to live there. Like the cops all had to live in Detroit for a long time.
Right.
Which is bullshit. I mean, you're paying these guys. Why would anybody want to be a Detroit cop? The pay is horrible. Right. You have to live in the city. You don't now, but I mean, you had to then. They all lived in Copper Canyon, which is right at the very edge of the city.
Yeah.
And was an okay place to live, but obviously these guys did not want to live in the city.
Yeah, the working conditions, your equipment is failing. The same thing with the fire department member. They didn't have toilet paper at the fire stations and things like that.
I know.
All that kind of stuff is ridiculous. But, I mean, do you remember when Hockey Town Cafe first opened up down in Detroit?
Oh, yeah.
When we went down there, when it was just getting opened up and whatnot, it was a great place to go. And then we went probably 3 months later after some of the staff had been trained and whatnot. You know, some of the Detroiters, you know, that, you know, got the job just because they live in Detroit.
Yeah.
And the second time that we went, it was just a night and day difference in the experience. You know, the wait staff, you know, they just didn't care. You know, I mean, it's still a great place.
Because they had to hire them.
Yeah, but that was just it. It was just a terrible experience, and we didn't want to go again, you know, after that second experience.
Well, that's, you know, Detroit, turning Detroit into daddy, you know, daddy gets us jobs. Anybody's going to put something up in Detroit, then they have to hire X number of people from Detroit. That's not the way you hire people for a job. You hire the best person. And, you know, I find this at casinos all the time. I can't get a fucking drink. What do you mean? Where's the waitress? What's going on? And, you know, I've mentioned this before. Pit Boss told me flat out. He said, we can't get good people. What's the problem? Well, we have to hire X from Detroit. And, you know, we've hired a lot of people from Detroit. They quit. They don't show up. You know, but we have to have this. Anytime you have quotas are just really generally, you know, unless somebody's really abusing the system and you have to set them up to get them to make them fly straight. I think quotas can be a terrible idea. I mean, the problems are just so obvious.
When you get some of the people that they have no incentive to do a good job because they know even if they lose that job, they're likely to get another one in the city just because of that mandate.
Yeah, the city owes them.
You know, so they're just like, they really don't have an. And I'm not saying all Detroit employees are bad. There's a lot of them are fabulous, but there's those ones that you can tell that they just don't care and they've got no incentive because they get fired from this job. They've got another one. Possibly waiting for them just because they live there. They don't have qualifications or.
So I hope this doesn't become an issue with the new arena and all the things around there. I mean, are we going to be plagued with the same thing? You know, I want to take a detour from this because I'm sure everyone's dying to take a detour from this. I did want to mention first, though, I clicked on something today that I'm really trying to. Mark makes fun of me all the time for taking the clickbait, which I do, you know. Have you seen Jaclyn Smith lately? You won't believe what she looks like. And so I click on it, and of course it's like 20 celebrities, you know, what they looked like 20 years ago and now, and it takes like 15 to get to Jaclyn Smith, and it's like, fuck! It takes forever. God, that's so annoying and so slow. Why does anyone do that? I hate all those sites.
All the ads. Yeah, all the ads.
Because it forces you to click on the next page. They get
right.
An ad click.
Yeah, every third one's an ad. Yeah, of course.
Every single one is.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was a clickbait on Barron Trump. You know, how does Barron Trump live? And I was like, I wonder how Barron Trump lives. I don't know what kind of life that little brat has. So I click on it. He has his own floor in that tower, the Trump Tower they live in. He's got his own floor all to himself. And it's all decorated in airplane wallpaper because he likes airplanes and helicopters. And there's certain walls that he can draw on. He can just, you know, paint, draw, whatever the hell. See, they don't want to stifle his creativity. Oh, Christ. His own floor. I mean, I wonder what that floor would cost for any normal person if you bought a floor of that. Holy shit. Yesterday, I was reading some email, and somebody had sent in this thing about how they used to tape the show, and, hey, you want to listen to any tapes of the old show, and I was kind of interested. So I start reading it, and she'd taken a picture of her cassettes, and they're all labeled, and one of them said Drew and Mike Peterson tapes. It's like, Peterson tapes? That must be Scott Peterson, you know, who murdered his beautiful wife, Lacey, and their unborn child. And he's on death row. He's been on death row for 10 years now. What a piece of shit he was. I remember wondering, too, if they were going to get him. Because at first it was one of those things where you knew he did it, but they just didn't exactly know what he did. But they put a great case together, and he was obviously guilty, and the jury found him guilty. And so death row, he goes, and he stays, and he stays, and he stays, and who knows when this guy will be killed. But anyway, these were calls he made to Amber Fry, his girlfriend, the chick he was hustling. And what a game plan this guy had. Okay, I'm going to kill my wife. But first, I love this chick, man. I got to get something hot going with this chick. I'll tell her that I'm a widower. and then I'll kill my wife. And then I will be a widower. And he just didn't plan on all the international publicity for Lacey's disappearance. And so when she finds out, of course, that he was married, and she sends out Christmas cards with them together in a picture.
Right.
God, can you imagine living like that? You're married, and you've got a girlfriend, and she loves you so much, she has your picture with her as the Christmas card? Oh, my God. Well, I mean, I almost give him credit for being able to withstand that kind of pressure. I would lose it.
I'm trying to remember. You guys covered some stories too. Some guys that had just like multiple wives and just how they could keep it all sorted. Trying to remember some of those you talked about.
There's so many of those stories. I mean, Charles Kuralt, the CBS Sunday Morning guy, he had two families for like 30 years, and I think for about 28 years, nobody knew anything. He actually kept two families in opposite ends of the country, and they knew nothing about each other. Unbelievable. There's been quite a few of those stories, actually.
Yeah, there's so many of those.
So anyway. She, of course, finds out when the story becomes this huge story, this missing pregnant woman who goes missing on Christmas Eve. It was Christmas Eve. He'd gone fishing. He told Amber he was duck hunting with his father. Why? I mean, he told this chick so many lies. And when this whole story comes out, of course, first thing that she's horrified by is, oh, my God, he's married. He lied to me. And then it's like, oh, and he killed his fucking wife. And, of course, the police are all over her immediately when they find out about her to find out, you know, what did she know? And so when they start telling her, oh, he killed her. Yeah, we know he did it. And, you know, here's what we know. And so she's pretty well sold, in my opinion, on the fact that he killed Lacey when he starts calling her you'll hear it in the call. He's trying to put it all back together again, but being very careful at the same time to be, reverent to Lacey and the fact that he's trying to find Lacey, even though he killed her. You know, she's not coming back. But it's really funny. I listened to 2.5 hours of the calls yesterday. I just couldn't stop listening, man. And at one point, for example, just imagine that your wife is missing, your pregnant wife is missing. And you're talking to anyone, I don't care who it is, and you've got two phones, and your phone rings, and he doesn't get the phone, and she's like, why aren't you going to answer? He's like, oh, no, it's nobody. Your fucking wife's missing, dude. It could be anybody. Who knows? But, I mean, that's just the kind of dumb things. He says some really dumb things, too, that he doesn't realize until he says, of course, fix it. But anyway, here's him talking to – this is the first call, I believe, where he's trying to fix it.
Amber.
Yes.
Amber.
I'm here. I can hear you just fine.
Okay. Thank you for answering.
Well, I'm a little bit fumed right now.
You should be.
Are you driving?
No.
So where are you right now?
I'm in Odessa right now.
Doing what?
I'm helping in the search.
Really?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm putting out flyers and helping in the search.
Again, so why did you fall through or go ahead and meet me and have this date and do all these things with me and tell me all these things? Why? For what purpose did I serve in your life during this last month?
Amber, you changed me since last month.
You changed me?
You are so special to me. You're amazing. And I did.
And so what, are you telling me your wife was not?
I cannot explain it all to you.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you're not wanting to explain to me right now, Scott.
No, I want to. I can't.
You want to, but you can't because why?
If too many people would be hurt.
Too many people are hurt now if you're telling me this is international or national, don't you think?
Yeah.
So how is that going to put any more hurt than that's already out there now? How would you think this wouldn't just break my heart to meet someone? And, I even tell you where I'm at in my life. And, you know, I'm getting starting my own business. I just moved out from doing the chiropractic. And
blah, blah, blah.
In my life already to this day, you're very well aware of. We've spent many times on the phone or even together and me talking about these things. How could you possibly not think you being married would affect me? How?
I don't know how to answer that.
Of course you don't.
I don't want to say it again. But, I mean, you obviously don't deserve this. I had no idea this was going to happen.
Sounded like
it. And I can't. No, Amber, no.
Really?
I know you can't believe me. And you should, you know, but
I should? I should believe you that no, you can't.
No. That's not what I think.
Disappearance? Is that
I had nothing to do with. My God, Amber, I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
Then who did?
How's he supposed to answer that?
Ideas.
Really?
There was a robbery here, and, you know, they have
the robber had something to do with her disappearance?
Across from the house, she disappeared. There was a robbery that morning.
Uh-huh. And? Don't steal people, pregnant people, for that.
I'm telling you.
I know, who's going to abduct a pregnant? Who wants a pregnant woman? What a pain in the ass.
No shit.
It's such a horrible. A robber is going to abduct the pregnant chick. But
no.
Who's more annoying at this point in the call?
I was going to say her voice is pretty.
Her voice is piercing
right out of the gate.
It's pretty bad. She also it goes further on. She says "Really?" to almost everything she says, and then she repeats what he said, which gets really obnoxious. God. And she's so pissed, it's hard for her not to be annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. This is so stupid because it's already happened. It's long gone. He's been found guilty and all that. But for some reason during the call, I kind of started rooting for him. Like, please have a better answer. Come up with something, you asshole. Come on, Scott. Jesus.
Yeah, you can definitely hear the wheels grinding in his head when she's laying in those questions.
Oh, yeah. They're grinding. And you know what's funny is he's trying to win her back. He is. And this call is an hour and 19 minutes long. He never gives up. He really thinks, and I guess when you've bullshitted that many people for that long, I suppose maybe he thinks he can do it one more time. But, ooh, this is a really pretty tough brick wall he's up against here. go ahead, roll a little more.
Those are the leads they've indicated.
Oh, those are the only leads they've indicated?
There she goes.
Really?
Well, they're not sharing anything with me.
They haven't what?
They're not sharing anything with me.
They're not sharing what with you?
Any investigation except for the search.
Uh-huh.
I
Unbelievable, Scott.
I know. All I can say is how sorry I am that you
You know what? I'll give you a suggestion or a word of advice. Never apologize to someone on the phone.
should come down there tonight.
You're going to come down to my house tonight?
No, I should have that.
God, she's stupid.
Really? And then what? You're going to come...
Well,
you just told him to do that!
Why to me?
Amber, no. Amber, no, I'm coming to your house tonight. But what I'm saying is I wanted to do this in person.
Really?
Yeah.
So you want everything in your time... In your time frame of life?
No.
You just told him to do it.
No?
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Time frame has not been...
Really?
It's not my choosing.
You killed
really?
The wrong chick.
Really?
It's just very coincidental, Scott.
My God, Amber, no.
You don't think? Remember when I told you, you know, the night of that dance, I said, when I was, I came to you because I was upset because I said, Sean knew about this before me. You told me you hadn't talked to her. You told Sean that you had lost your wife. And again, what loss and sense are you speaking of?
Exactly.
Exactly what?
That there are many types of loss.
Uh-huh. And what kind of loss was that?
See, I can't tell you.
Why?
Oh, come on, Scott.
I can't ask you to trust me. I can't ask you to believe me. I can't tell you. And I will be able to in the future. If you'll listen to me.
Well, I think of something better.
You
know, the only thing that would ever make me or change my mind in any way is that she show and she is found alive or comes forward or where.
God, I hope she is found alive. We all hope she's found alive. We're all working for that.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
You think that's going to happen?
God, I hope
so. In your heart, do you feel that she's honestly going to be found alive?
I've been losing hope.
You've been losing hope.
The last couple of days.
She was repeating everything he says.
Lose hope. That hope never dies until she is found. And how can you call me and talk to me at night and sound so joyous and everything else while you're going? That is just.
That sounds so joyous. I don't even sound so joyous.
I haven't heard anything joyous.
Beyond me, Scott.
I know you won't believe me, but I, at night, I haven't slept in weeks.
Really?
And yes, I have put on a face to talk to you until I can tell you.
And when were you doing this? When you got back from Europe?
No, I wanted to come down there.
And everything else? This didn't even have to come about, Scott.
I know, but she disappeared.
Why you even developed anything with me and all these hopes or, you know, plans, futuristic plans together.
I want to tell you. I do.
You want to tell me what?
I want to tell you everything you need to know. Everything, period.
Why then? So was it that you were just wanting to use me for the time being because you had lost your wife in the sense that you weren't involved with her anymore because you say you're faithful to me?
Amber.
You ever cheated on me?
Amber.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Let me
it sucks when sorry doesn't work, does it?
Yeah.
Oof.
Wasn't it you that said, I don't want to ever have a reason to have to apologize for anything?
Yeah.
Say I'm sorry.
Yes. Famous last words. Scott, nice going.
Have you ever had, like, girlfriends in the day where, like, their day-to-day voice is one thing, but then there's a mood that they get into, and then their voice and their demeanor changes horrifically different, where... You just, there's no way you could stay in a relationship with them because you don't want to get in an argument to hear that their argument voice again or their cry voice. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's also the famous ugly criers that when they're crying, they're so ugly. It's like, oh, God. I can't get the image out of my head.
Yeah, it's like everything about you is great, but that's never going to get scrubbed and you have to call it.
Yeah, that horrible voice. I think most people are familiar with that. Yeah. Somewhere along their lives, those chicks get around.
So why is it you have such a hard time, truth?
I knew. But I lied to you, and I hate myself for that.
You didn't think you knew you lied to me?
No, no, no. I have always told you the truth.
Oh, really?
With exceptions, obviously.
Truth with exceptions, huh? That's a new one for my book.
I know. I don't know how to phrase grammar. But know that...
He's just trying so hard. He's never getting... There's no way. You're not getting through this brick wall, Scott.
But everything you said that betrayed that for you towards me, I can't... How can I take
it? No.
How did he ever think he was going to pull this off? I mean, he's just so limited.
Really?
Know your limitations, Scott. Jesus.
About travel. About where I am.
Well, obviously...
And yes, I lied to you before that I hadn't been married.
And that you don't want to have children... That the only child you want or could see as having is one, and that would be my daughter, Ayana.
We're together.
What?
Yes.
Pause for a second. He develops an answer for that one. Lacey's baby wasn't his.
Was it?
Yeah, that's coming in about 2 hours. No, of course it was his, but that's what he says.
Yeah.
He also tells her that Lacey was fine with him seeing Amber, which is so stupid to say, because if it was fine, then why didn't you just tell her that you were married and then it was so bad that your wife was fine with him seeing her? I mean, it makes no sense. That was a major wrong move.
Right. But again, like his whole voice is, I don't want to say it's monotone, but it's in a very tight range.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of thing.
Oh, very.
So, I mean, obviously he does not sound like somebody that's broken up over his wife being missing at this point.
No, no, and there's so many things that she nails him on.
Yeah.
Because the second call I know, we're listening to the first one, or one of the first ones. There's a call I listen to that's further down the road. That's when he says that the kid wasn't his, where she's being coached by the cops are there,
right,
and they're listening,
right,
and they're giving her some great questions.
But, I mean, again, if you're a girl and you're listening to this, and you're like, okay, I know I was, he doesn't sound...
Concerned
enough, like, geez, what if I was missing? He doesn't sound concerned about his wife missing. It just, he's not playing it well at all.
No, and it's acting, I hope that's what happened. I hope she's found. It's like, he so knows she's not going to be found, and that's pretty tough to act. I mean, he's trying, but it's pretty weak.
Have a baby on the way. Explain that to me.
I mean, I cannot tell you everything.
Why?
No, I can't tell you everything now.
So tell me, Scott, since everything is in a timeline with you anyway, when can you tell me?
It's not my timeline, Amber.
Whose timeline is it then?
It's so imposed on me.
Yes, I'm listening.
I don't know what to say. I mean,
so we'll find Lacey.
We can't.
That would be a struggle.
My God, I wish I could tell you everything, Amber.
Again.
I wish I could tell you everything.
Fake cry. Nice going.
Save your tears.
Yes.
Ain't working. Nothing's working. Nothing. Just pack it in. Hang up.
So tell me why, another question for you, Scott. Tell me why I should not be afraid of you after learning.
I'm not an evil person.
You're not an evil person.
I'm not. I would never hurt anyone.
Really? You would never hurt anyone?
Wouldn't you tell her to stop repeating everything you fucking said?
I just can't imagine the agony he's going in.
Oh, I know.
We're not even 11 minutes into this hour and 19, and like you said, there's multiple calls.
Yeah. What is he trying to do? He thinks he's going to worm his way through this? There's no way. Dude.
I don't want you to hurt anymore. But I did. That you did what?
Hello?
Amber?
Yes? That you did what?
I didn't do anything. I lied to you. But the situation is...
Yes, you led me to
believe... ...beyond our control.
You led me to believe that you're such a great guy. I could see, as well as for you, to be with and to enjoy life's experiences together.
You think you're completely wrong?
What?
You think you're completely wrong about that?
Do I think I'm completely wrong about what?
about what you just said.
That he's a good guy.
He's not an evil guy. We already established that.
You know, you've lost me.
I know that I like you.
Yes.
And I, you know, and I destroyed things with that.
He tries to play this card over and over that I lied to you and I feel so bad about it. It goes nowhere. And then he's crying and she says, save your tears. So I just hang up at that point. Forget it.
No big deal.
These are probably these two like tactics at work with just about everybody else. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, he tries to be really hard on himself and it just doesn't work. So forget it.
Oh, you didn't plan on wanting to move away with me? Isn't that what you were leading up to? And when you came back and returned, that you just hoped that I would put my trust in you, and that you would, whatever decisions you were going to make for Ayana and I, you would that I could say yes without question. Do you remember that conversation? Because I remember it very clearly.
Oh, God. Fucking elephant for memory.
That was just after I confronted you about Sean's knowing of your wife.
Yeah.
Yes. Where was that leading to?
I can't tell you everything now.
You told me that time and time again.
I know. I don't want to say that again.
He likes an element of mystery.
It just gives him some time. He's buying time.
Amber, you absolutely deserve that. You absolutely deserve it. You deserve so much more.
There's a butt in there somewhere, isn't there, Scott?
I can't hurt them.
You know, and I came to you with my friend Dave, and you said, oh, I'm afraid for you. Should I feel that way?
Yeah.
So should I be afraid of you?
No.
But you've lied to me as well about something so big.
I lied to you, right?
Yes. But you feared for me with him.
I fear for your fit with him.
Why?
Why?
Yes, why?
Now he's repeating her.
A woman.
At least I wasn't having a relationship with him. This was nothing.
He has been physically abusive to a woman. You have to be careful of that.
Oh, God.
You know, nobody I had a relationship with. You and I, according to you, I'm your girlfriend. Is that not correct?
Yes.
Do you still feel that way?
Yeah.
I think that my lie has probably destroyed that.
That your lie destroyed that. Okay, so how can you have a girlfriend? You
know. Sweetie, you don't understand everything. You don't know everything.
I can listen. I won't say a word. I'm listening.
Amber, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you say?
And I'm listening. Just tell the truth. And without
I can't.
I
want to.
What's stopping you?
The situation is stopping me.
The situation?
He's told you 100 times, honey. Come on.
Yeah.
That makes some sense.
No, I'm sorry?
I mean, these are just two really not too bright people. I mean, I'd be going insane if I was her hearing the same shit over and over again. Why is she...
Amber.
I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
that voice.
I can't say anymore.
Well, it can't get any worse.
I can't... You look at pictures of Lacey.
It's better than it is.
Lacey's beautiful. She's... Amber's...
Well, the situation is terrible.
I don't know. She's okay looking, I guess.
We have been searching for 2 weeks for her.
Isn't Lacey beautiful?
I think so, yeah.
Christmas Eve. Yeah,
just goes to show something different.
You don't know what you're on a duck hunting trip with your dad?
I mean, I don't know what this chick is like when she's not been lied to like this. It's hard to say, but jeez.
Well, that's what I meant. You know, if you've been in relationships with somebody who's just night and day different.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he has put this chick in a pretty bad position.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, you've been in some relationships far less, you know, consequential than this.
Sure.
You know, kind of thing. And, you know, just one thing sets them off on the deep end, and then you see a whole different animal, you know, kind of thing.
You know, I hate the first time that happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a bummer.
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh, no. Really?
Such high hopes. I didn't know this was dormant, you know, inside of you.
Dormant. That's a great term for it. I rousted it. Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. But, you know, he did lie. He said he was married. He was with this girl for actually, it was only a couple months. And she's putting him on a Christmas card. I know.
Must have done some hellacious talking up front.
I still don't know how do people live two entirely different, because he was like with this chick all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, she has no idea he's got a wife, and so he's constantly got to come up with. Now, if somebody is in something like that and they know the score, mm-hmm. you know, it's a little different. You know, I got to take care of some stuff, and obviously they have no choice but to deal with it or understand. But when you are telling that bald face a lie, and of course he lives in they live in different towns. I think they live like an hour apart, so he's got some that gives him some freedom, I guess. Although she's never been to his house.
Yeah,
she can't. I guess he's got a cell phone, so she calls him on a cell phone. But how do you know she's never met his parents? She gets to that, by the way. When are they going to meet your parents? I mean, why do you want to know? Why does it matter now? His fucking wife is missing.
I just don't know why you would want to do. I mean, I guess I could kind of see if you're coming to the end of a relationship that you're not happy with.
You mean the exercise of this discussion?
Yeah, but it's just like, oh my God, why would you want to? Because I mean, it's
enough. Oh no, it's punishing.
Yeah,
doesn't it seem like she wants to inflict punishment on him? She's really enjoying it.
Oh yeah, she's having a field day, is what it sounds like.
But what is his end? What is he? He's trying to win her back. I mean, I got to believe this guy's just up for challenges, just ridiculous challenges. I mean, clearly he lives over his mental head.
I don't know anything about his background. Like, did he have, was he still connected to any family or friend? I wonder if she was like kind of all he had left.
Lacey? Amber?
Amber, yeah. I mean,
oh, at that point, no, his family was behind him. His family was, they didn't believe he did it.
I'm just trying to think of, you know, why else would he be so desperate to cling to Amber? You know what I mean? Like, he's got nothing else.
I just think the guy likes, you know, likes to get laid.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. No, he's just trying to stay in play. I think he digs her. He was married. He wasn't honest with her. And so he's trying to get by this big lie. But there's this other issue of she's missing. They think he killed her. You know, it's kind of a couple additional problems. A little bigger than most of us are used to having.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, that goes on and on and on and on. And then the next call, it became apparent to me listening to the second call that, and I just stumbled into this yesterday. I hadn't listened to it in so long, and I hadn't heard a lot of these calls either. These are calls that were not released. When we were playing calls on the radio, we only had pieces of them.
Right.
So now I've got the whole raw thing, and it's kind of it's sickly fascinating. When he gets into that thing where he says that the kid isn't his... Oh, man. She almost laughs out loud. She's like, oh, what a perfect explanation. It's not as... And then when he says that, she says, well, what would... did you tell anybody about me? Oh, yeah, I told Lacey about you. What'd she think? Oh, she was fine with it. She was fine with it, really. Then why wouldn't you tell me about her? I don't know what his... He obviously did not think strategy before he called her. He should have had those things kind of worked out. Oh, is it almost time for Chris?
Hey, you want to talk to him?
Yeah, we'll wrap up part one and we'll start part two. So we'll need a few minute break before we get to Chris. Chris is the guy, Chris Baldwin, he's the guy that was on the screen after Michigan blew the game against Michigan State in 2015 with the dropped punt, the fumble, the punter fumbling, and State running it in with no time left. And the camera immediately went on this one Michigan fan, blonde-haired guy. He's got his hands on his head. And apparently, people see him and recognize him like crazy. He takes selfies all the time with people. And it is a little story. I'm in the Detroit News, so I thought we'd give him a ring and find out what life is like as the guy most identified with that horrible football game. But we'll wrap part one. We'll be right back with part two.